This is November 6th, 2014, and I wanted to say a few words about gold and silver commodities and con men. So here we are. Gold, silver have made recent multi-year lows, right? Multi-year lows. I believe gold and silver are now around, I don't know, four-year lows maybe. And it's going to go lower. Both of them are going to go lower. I've been warning about this for quite some time. Yeah, they're actually one, two, three, four, almost five-year lows, right? And, you know, it's kind of bizarre that these people who have been hoodwinked into gold and silver, they don't get it. They don't get it. They've been buying all the way down, many of them, right? You don't buy gold and silver, physical gold and silver, unless it's really going to go up. And I mean in a bull market. So if gold and silver are going to rally, right, from here, and you will see some rallies, but they're going to be sucker rallies. They're going to be bear traps, which is exactly what I have been predicting, have been forecasting in my precious metals report for a couple of years now. And of course, I warned about this. I would say I'm the only person in the world who recommended gold, but focused on the ETFs. It even warned people about the gold stocks because there's a lot of risk there. But I focused on the ETFs because they have low fees and you can trade them. You can trade the volatility. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to get into the fact that gold is really not a protection against inflation. I've written about that. It's a protection against deflation. I'm not going to go into the details about that. But, you know, if you want to believe people who get paid to pump gold and silver and who sell gold and silver, go ahead and believe what they have to say. But I can guarantee you, and I'll back it by any amount of money, that you're not going to find any credible investment professional, experienced, with good credentials, that will debate me on this, on anything about gold, for a cash prize, a large cash prize, okay? I guarantee you won't. Why? Because they know they'll be ratted out. Now, in order to fulfill this requirement, we would have to have a neutral party that would judge this, and this would be from individuals from unbiased economics and finance professors. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all that because what you're dealing with is a criminal syndicate with all these gold pumpers. And as a matter of fact, I haven't mentioned this before, but I kind of implied it. Virtually every single one of these forums and websites on gold and silver, they're either owned by gold dealers, and in many cases it's known, right? They try and push gold, try and sell you gold and silver and other types of precious metals. Or, in the worst case, the most dangerous case is when you have these forums and these blogs and so forth that have these areas for people that have been brainwashed by these myths about gold and silver to collaborate, forums and so forth. There, almost every single one is either owned by a gold pumper or gold dealer, or the person owning it or owns it is getting funded by them. And that's fact. I'll guarantee you. So what we're dealing with, folks, here is a huge, huge fraud. Huge fraud. And I just want to alert you all, before I go on with gold and silver and some others, I want to alert everyone, and you can look up what I'm talking about, what I said about my track record. I wrote in a book in 2006, before most people out there were pushing gold. I recommended that as an investment in silver, but the ETFs, and I warned about the volatility. I even talked about the $2,000 mark. I said most definitely gold's going to hit $1,400, right? I wrote an article, the first article that I wrote in the public domain on gold called Fool's Gold, three-part series, in 2009 when I started to see all the manipulation, all the Glenn Becks of the world, right, and all the Peter Schiffs of the world, and everyone who was being fueled by their propaganda I started to become concerned because I saw manipulation and I saw the fools getting suckered. And I wanted to warn people about the realities of gold. So I wrote this article. And anyone who paid attention to the article, you'll see I actually created a chart where I show that gold is going to soar. And then once it gets to about 2000, it's probably going to collapse over a multi-year period and then settle right around, you know, I don't know, $400, $500, $600 for many years. So the point is this, before I go on with the con men and the fraud, the point is that it's not important really where gold or silver go in the shorter term. In the shorter term, for you guys out there, you knuckleheads who have owned physical silver and gold, who pay those huge commissions, right, who can't trade it, what's important for you guys is to only buy during a bull market, because a bull market will last a good amount of time and it will go up, it will appreciate, and you can sell. Maybe you can recoup your losses from all the commissions that you're paying. Some of you are in deep trouble because you're paying annual storage fees, which is another scam. But the point is that why would you care if you're buying physical gold and silver if gold and silver is going to mount a bear trap? It's going to go up a little bit, and it's going to go back down. What you should care about is the long-term trend, right? Now, if you're trading it, ETFs, that's a different situation. You can take advantage of the bear rallies, right? The bear traps. You can do that because you can inexpensively, easily, readily go on the market and trade gold and silver ETFs, right? But if you want to buy physical gold and silver, I mean, this is most of these people that predicate this whole strategy on, you know, on the currencies are going to fail. I mean, this is a bunch of bullshit. So this leads me into the fraud campaign. It's been going on for a number of years that involves tens of thousands of criminals out there. Some are gold dealers. Some are getting paid openly by gold dealers. Some are getting paid. Most are getting paid under the table. And then the vast majority are making money through Google AdSense. And of course, Google is part of this fraud. YouTube is part of this fraud because they're doing nothing about it. So what I wanted to say to all you individuals, and listen, I don't wish losses on anybody. It may sound like, you know, I don't have sympathy for you, but believe me, I do. Why do you think I spent the time and effort? Nobody in the world has taken on this industry and exposed it than me. No one. And by the way, you'll notice that, you might notice, I've noticed, there's people on YouTube now that are copying my insight. They're exposing the gold and silver networking syndicate, right? I get no credit for anything, do I, folks? Don't get credit for predicting virtually everything. Don't get credit from a track record. Don't even get credit for uncovering the common. Why is that? Why would people not credit me, at least, for opening their eyes to criticizing these charlatans out there and to exposing the gold pumping crime syndicate? Why? Well, for a couple of reasons, in my opinion. First of all, they want to make a name for themselves on YouTube so they can get more subscribers and get more ad revenues, and they can maybe start a website and start charge people fees, right? That's how it works on YouTube. People want to pretend like they're on your side. They're your hero. Get enough subscribers, and then all of a sudden they start whacking you with fees, right? The ad revenue is not enough for these whores. And if you're selling ads, you're a whore. You're a scumbag, sleazy, useless whore for corporate America, the banks, and all the other filth that you claim to be against, right? You're against the bankers, aren't you? Well, why are you selling ads on YouTube for banks? Oh, well, I don't determine that. Yeah, well, shut your ads off, buddy. You see, folks? You see? You can't trust anyone out there. They're all pieces of garbage. Anyway, so the other reason is because, of course, some of these people who are trying to, pretend that they're representing the truth by exposing, basically they're copying my insights, what they've learned from me, they don't want you to know about me, because, for instance, there are some people I've noticed who, I can guarantee you, got their ideas about this crime syndicate, how it works, the buddy system, they got that from me, and they're gold and silver bugs, right? So they want to make you think, hey, you know, such and such is bad for the movement, the community. Oh, movement, community? Wow. Talk about brainwashing. But they don't want you to know about me, because then you'll wake up and you'll see the realities. Okay. And so I want you all, if you've lost money on gold and silver, you need to go after the people. Go after the people that spread all the bullshit. And I'm telling you right now, 99% of what you've heard about gold and silver is bullshit. It's lies. Okay? I want you to go after them. And you can do this by contacting the Federal Trade Commission and filing a complaint. They need to get enough complaints. Do it. Do it. And you better not wait, because I can guarantee you right now, even if everybody flooded the FTC, it would take them a few years to get on it, to investigate the whole situation and so forth. Okay? So you better do it now, because the sooner you act, the better the chance you have to potentially recoup your losses through the actions of the Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Attorney General. Okay? The only way it's going to work is enough people complain. Call in and complain. Okay? Now, if there is one or more individuals that really is committed to this for themselves and perhaps to help others, I suggest you create a website. And if you want to do that, assuming you don't have any ads and agree not to have ads, I will help you. I will provide content. I will tell you what is wrong, why they're lying, and I will give you the facts. So you can post them on the website and you can help create a justice movement to make sure these con men face justice in our legal system. Okay? Now, I'm not going to say that every single gold dealer is doing something illegal, but I think that every single gold and silver dealer is doing things that is misleading and is potentially a problem. The vast majority are committing big-time crimes, in my opinion, depending upon the state laws, but there's also federal consumer protection laws. And by the way, you might want to also file a complaint to the Consumer Protection, that new agency created by, what's her name? The lady, the puppet, basically, that people think is the hero. And she doesn't have any backbone to really get anything done. I forgot her name. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about, the attorney. That new consumer protection agency is also one. But, I mean, the reality is you got to have enough complaints, okay? And listen, folks, one of the main reasons why I left Wall Street and I began to help people, because I still was helping individuals when I left Wall Street with my research, okay? And one of the reasons why I left Wall Street and I decided to help people, and is why I spend a lot of time exposing all the lies and scams that nobody else either will do or has the intelligence to do. And I think it's a combination of both. Because the financial industry is certainly not a cesspool of geniuses. I can tell you that right now. But one of the reasons why was because I saw the fraud, the lack of virtually any criminal prosecution or even civil action, to be honest, surrounding the dot-com scam. And I sat there and saw so many people lose their wealth, their retirement. And I saw the same thing happening, which is why I devoted a couple of years of my life to warning people in America's financial apocalypse. You won't see any marketing for gold or anything, any marketing for any of my services or website or anything. Nothing. My motives were completely, completely for the people, for the truth. No business involved. And that's why I told the truth and nothing but the truth. That's why I got banned by the media, by all book publishers. Okay, so you can believe whatever you want to believe. I know the facts. I'm not trying to make you believe something. I'm not trying to appeal to you as a nice guy, right, like all the con men do. I'm just telling you the facts. If you're intelligent enough, if you're diligent enough to check on them, well, then you'll probably wake up and see. If you're not, then you'll be in the arms of people who follow, you know, multi-level marketing scams. You know, all those guys out there. And the gold bug charlatans. So I want to encourage you all to take action ASAP. Because if you don't, by the time you wait around and realize that gold and silver are in a long-term bear market and they're going to go lower, going to go substantially lower, By the time you realize that, and it's going to probably take a few years for these things to hit bottom. And hitting bottom doesn't mean it's going to go up from there. I think they're going to hit bottom and kind of gravitate in a small trading range for a number of years. And it will take a number of years after they hit bottom for most people to even realize they've hit bottom. But you'll continue to hear all the propaganda because these con men out there know they got you hooked, right? Even when gold and silver go down, they're blaming it on the bankers, right? Everything's a banker. They always have an excuse, right? But I want to encourage you to go ahead and take action to form a, you know, groups and be aware of shills. There's a lot of paid shills out there, and they're all over these forums. They're all over the YouTube. It's a similar situation in the media and all these comment boards. There are people don't even understand. There's an entire huge industry of paid shills to thwart any criticism of Israel, of the Jewish mafia, of the Jewish control, of many things, for instance. But I mentioned the Jewish mafia in Israel because that's where a lot of the source of funding is coming from. And you can just go online and spot it so easily. I do. I spot it so often myself. Anyway, the point is that you want to be careful about that stuff because it's all over the place. Folks, number one rule, do not pay attention to anyone's opinion that's not willing to identify themselves ever, or you're asking to get screwed. There are so many people out there. They want to say this and they want to say that. Hey, buddy, what's your name? Huh? Who are you? Positively identify yourself. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. Okay? There's even gold pumpers out there who don't want to identify themselves. There's even gold dealers who don't want to identify themselves. Right? Think about that. Why are they hiding? Maybe it's the same reason why, I don't know, Doug Casey and Jeff Berwick and some of these other clowns went to South America and running their operations from South America. It's a little safer in developing countries. They don't have the kind of laws, do they? Right? So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And getting back to gold and silver, you know, I warn people about it. I try to do the right thing. And of course, everybody always wants to shoot the messenger, don't they? They want to shoot the guy that's trying to help them because it's painful. It's painful to realize that you're going to lose. But you know what? It's less pain involved if you realize it early on. And those of you who are still in physical gold and silver, if you came across me in my writings several years ago, then I think you understand what I'm talking about. If you had listened to me, or at least looked into who I am and my track record several years ago, you wouldn't be facing as much pain as you are today, you see. So, and there's an endless number of people involved that you should be complaining about, from Alex Jones, Max Kaiser. I mean, listen, the list goes on and on and on. Even people who are not known, they're on YouTube spreading propaganda. They're making money off of it. Anyone who's deriving a single penny off of anything associated with gold and silver or anything else that they're lying about, that they're misrepresenting, that's fraud. That is fraud. So if you are posting YouTube videos misrepresenting the reality of gold and silver or anything else, and you are deriving an income from that, revenues from that, through ads, you are guilty. Well, you can be convicted of fraud. Okay? But if you are, it's proven that you are misrepresenting things and you're making money from that, it's fraud. You can go to jail. Okay? You can at least be sued. So I want everyone to know that. I want you to be aware of that. And by the way, I might launch a service. Just depends. I don't know. I might launch a service to help individuals who have lost money from Wall Street firms to sue them. Teach you how to sue them. Get your money back. Right? If there's enough of demand. But of course, the service is not going to be free and there's no guarantees. But I know the system. I've worked on Wall Street. I know how it all works. And, you know, the reality is that with so much disinformation out there these days, there's a lot of problems. And you've got all these talking heads out there who are registered with either the federal securities agency, the SEC, FINRA, and or state agencies. If they're opening their mouths, they're potentially liable. Okay. Anyway, if there's an interest in that, let me know. I'll probably think about going forward whether or not and to what extent I'm going to do that. And if there's any securities attorneys listening to this, if you'd like to work with me, contact me and we will look into that. We'll see what the situation is. But clearly, I think I would be a securities attorney's dream come true, right? Given my track record, my background, my expertise. Typically, they have these as expert witnesses. They have these chumps that really don't know anything. They just kind of go by the numbers. Anyway, so the point is that folks, once again, gold and silver, they're going much lower. And, you know, it's impossible to forecast gold and silver prices, I can tell you, from a long-term standpoint. You can do it from technical analysis and from sentiment over a shorter term. But you really can't assess a price target for gold and silver because there's no valuation metrics. There are none. These are not stocks. They're not bonds, right? It's not even real estate. Even real estate has certain valuation metrics which allow you to assess a credible valuation. Gold and silver is basically psychology, right? So others will say, well, it's supply and demand. Ultimately, everything's supply and demand, but that's not really a valuation metric. That's a market price. You understand the difference, I hope, right? So, and I'll guarantee you, no credible professor of economics and finance will disagree with what I've just said. You cannot assess a real valuation metric to gold and silver, especially gold. Can't do it. You simply don't have sufficient valuation metrics. I don't really even see any valuation metrics. I mean, you have a small component in industry, but that's not relevant enough versus the overall trading and pricing and supply and demand to assess a valuation. It's just not there. So my point behind that is, how are all these people coming up with these price targets? They're pulling the shit out of their air, out of thin air. Out of their ass. Whoa, I don't think it's going to go to 5,000. $10,000. I mean, and you have, well, by the way, some people say, well, you look at the gold Dow ratio. Gold Dow ratio. That arguably was somewhat relevant. And I'm not going to get into I'm not going to really qualify the extent of that relevance. In the past, but that was potentially somewhat relevant when we were on the gold standard. Duh. We're not on the gold standard, guys. Gold Dow ratio down the toilet. Thank you. Okay? You understand? Like all these little scenarios and little analogies, this one just doesn't hold up. Matter of fact, let's flush the gold Dow ratio down the commode. All right, there you go. Okay. So now, if you own physical gold and silver, you're not going to like hearing this. But folks, listen, the best medicine is often the most difficult to swallow. And you're better off swallowing it now versus a few years down the road. Okay. Same thing a few years ago prior to this, right? Because I can guarantee you, silver is going to the single digits. I'll guarantee it. Now, I don't know exactly when. I would say it's going to take a few years, okay? I would say, and of course, this is why, once again, we can only forecast these things on a shorter-term basis, but my guess is that once things are somewhat normalized and people finally, you know, after so many years, they just kind of, they'll throw in the towel and they'll see. And then, of course, the central banks are always involved in manipulation. That's the funny thing about these gold pumpers, right? When something doesn't go their way, oh, central banks manipulated it, right? They always have an excuse, right? Anyone who did not understand that the central banks at Wall Street is involved in manipulation of gold and silver and all commodities and currencies, if you didn't realize that before, you're a knucklehead and you shouldn't be involved in the investment markets ever. So the point is that it's normal. The manipulation is normal. But to have this conspiracy to think like, oh, they're pushing it down so they can buy more on the cheap. Yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, think whatever you want to think, okay? Just remember who's spreading those rumors. People that own gold and silver, people that have a vested interest in pumping gold and silver, people getting paid to do so. And one of the reasons, by the way, that I sold my gold and silver was so that I could not be have any bias at all. Okay? I could make sure that I didn't have any conflicts of interest and not be biased at all. And I did own gold and silver. I bought gold and silver back, well, I first bought some gold stocks. As a matter of fact, there's a guy who was an IT guy, a programmer for Lehman, I believe. It was a programmer or IT. I think he was a programmer for Lehman Brothers. And I recall I was looking for a web developer for numerous years. If I had found like a reasonably priced web developer, because the good developers, they've been, you know, basically had their targets set on corporations for a long time, making it very, very difficult for individuals to pay for top-notch developing. But I had many, many entrepreneurial ideas. I'm not going to get into that, but I just really couldn't find one. But anyway, I ran across this guy. I can't remember how I ran across him, but this was like in, I think, 2003, 2004. Ran across this guy. He worked for Lehman in Dallas, and I mean, I'm not gonna mention anything else about the guy other than I'll just mention that I know where he works now. Well, where he worked last time I talked to him, he actually, after Lehman collapsed, because he contacted me. He went to Texas Pacific Group in Fort Worth. You know, the clown Bonderman who runs that shop that got whacked in WAMU. But anyway, so he basically, I wanted a website for my venture capital firm. And so, you know, he said, okay, I'll do it for you. He didn't charge me at all. It was a basic site, but hey, it was better than nothing. I didn't end up using it, but you know, it was okay. I mean, I would like to have done some more refining. I didn't really want to bother him for that. So, but I offered to, you know, to pay him. He said no. So I said, hey, listen, you know what? I can help you out. Let me give you some good investment ideas. And I basically told him of a gold stock that I liked that was, I thought had a chance of doubling or maybe even tripling over the next few years. It turns out, I can't recall what it did. And I can't even think of the name of the stock. But it did, I think, over like 2 or 3 years' time or 4 years or something, I can't recall, it actually went up by about 150 or 200%. So I think he contacted me after Lehman, after the financial crisis, and Lehman, you know, they blew up. And I think he was already with Texas Pacific Group. And he, you know, he wanted to meet me and so forth. And he's like, oh, you know, he's like, wow, you know, this guy, I want more ideas from this guy, which, you know, in reality, you know, that was basically the gold bull market, right? Not that stock in particular. But anyway, it's funny because I was trying to tell this guy never saw it, but I said, listen, here's my track record. This is my book. I predicted all this stuff. I've been banned by the media. Take a look. We're launching this site, okay? And it may have been just like in the early stages of the site launch. I can't recall. Maybe like in early 2009 or something. And I was like, look, you work for a bunch of bozos. Those guys over at TPG are a bunch of clowns, okay? You don't realize that. That's why you're coming to me. And I could tell he didn't really fall for that. Although I shouldn't say fall for it, but it's basically the truth. But, and the reason why is because, and I don't even know, maybe he's listening now. I don't know. Maybe he's a subscriber. I don't know. But the fact is that he would have made a lot more money if he had been following us, been following the research, been a subscriber. And so why? Why? Well, the fact is because, well, gosh, he works for this multi-billion-dollar, you know, private equity firm, right? And, you know, all these guys are getting paid all this money and all this, you know, wow, who are you, right? You see, that's, folks, that's the whole thing you have to kind of escape from. And the media uses that, right? If you're not in the media, you're nobody, right? That's wrong. 9 times out of 10, if you're in the media, you are nobody. 9 times out of 10, maybe even more, maybe even higher than that. So always, if you always go by substance, that's the lesson here. Always go by substance. Don't go by superficial things, right? This guy was going by something superficial. I gave him a stock that ended up doing quite well. He made a good amount of money on it. That's superficial. He should have looked into who I am, right? Just like these clowns in the media or whatever. If you don't have the diligence, the discipline, the intelligence to truly look into someone and assess them, then you're going to be taken. Period. End of story. Now, some people out there realize that they just don't have what it takes and they stay away. Those actually, they'll tell you, you know, I'm the dumb guy or I'm not a smart guy. And they stay away. I've run across them. They're actually pretty smart. You know why? Because they understand their limitations. Understanding one's limitations is a key component to being wise. Okay? Always remember that. There are some very intelligent people out there, right? But they don't understand their limitations. As a result, they're really not that smart. You see? So you can be not such a bright guy or girl. And as long as you work within the boundaries of your capabilities and you understand what you know and understand what you don't know, then you're going to be pretty well off. I'll tell you that right now. And that also relates to school, academic study, right? If anybody knows how to get through the game of education, it's somebody that's been in the educational system for over a decade. That's me, right? And I'm talking about college, grad school. And, you know, you figure out the game. The game is basically this. Understand what you know and understand what you don't know and focus on what you don't know. People don't do well in school. Of course, there's a lot of reasons, right? Some people just don't want to apply themselves. Some people aren't as intelligent. But if you're hardworking, you're going to get not only through school, you'll do pretty well, okay? But the key hurdle, I think, is people not understanding what they don't know, right? And that applies to life for most people throughout their adult life. They don't understand what they know and what they don't know, right? It's, once again, and I've mentioned this before, I actually have an article for members and clients in the special, I guess it's what, special reports or section. You can download the article. The Dunning-Kruger effect, right? It explains why people are incompetent. They're not aware that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. You see, because they don't understand the limitations. Anyway, I've turned this little public service announcement about gold into a lecture, which I didn't mean to do. Sorry about that. But I hope this has all helped. I don't wish any losses for anyone in gold and silver. Believe me, you're not the bad people. It's a lot of good people. A lot of people that try to do what they thought was the best for them. You know, it's they tried to protect what they had. Some people were greedy, sure. That's human nature. They wanted to make more money. And I don't have a problem with any of that stuff. The problem I have is with these criminals charging huge fees, making misstatements, lies, and myths about gold, and creating all types of fraudulent schemes. This whole network, creating false media, paying people to be in chat forums and so forth. This is all going on, folks. You know, and at the pinnacle of this, you can look at Glenn Beck with his relationship with Goldline and all the propaganda media that he put out. He continues to put out. This is what it's about, folks. If you want to see what's going on with gold and silver, the whole precious metals pumping, just take a look at Glenn Beck and Goldline. Glenn Beck specifically, he serves as the model of what's going on. Glenn Beck specifically selects people to interview which fit his agenda. His agenda is that of all media people. The agenda of the media is to satisfy, to please their sponsors, the people who advertise with them. You understand? So Glenn Beck is the model. You can look at him to see what's going on, because unlike a big network that has all kinds of ads and all kinds of sponsors in different industries, so it's, they can mask it easier, it's easier to see what Beck is doing because his sponsors are more confined to certain industries, right? Precious metals and all the other baloney, right? Alex Jones is even a better model to look at. You can see what's going on with him, his agenda and his content. You see, just look at what they're pumping, right? Talks about how the globalists want to get you, right? And they're by the way, they're Nazis, right? They're Nazis, right? Yeah, oh, sure they are. And it's the Jesuits. Sure it is, right? Well, oh, okay. And they want to get you. They want to kill you. And, oh, we've got water filters because there's toxic chemicals in your water, right? The food's all bad. We got seeds for you. Oh, and by the way, it is the Jesuits. It's the neo-Nazis. That's the New World Order. Oh, and it's a coincidence that our sponsors, our advertising sponsors, they want to sell you water filters and seeds and dog food, basically, which they call, you know, survival food. They're all Jewish. Hmm. Any coincidence there? Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence. But anyway, I'll leave all that detail for another time. But anyway, I don't want you to get distracted from the main point. The two main points are: file complaints and do it now and spread the word. And you got to unify. Okay? You got to unify and watch out for the shills, the paid shills. They're going to try and disrupt all this. Do it as soon as possible. Federal Trade Commission, look it up. They have a phone line. If you call your state attorney general, they're going to want you to file a complaint in writing, most likely. The federal, if you insist, they will take the phone complaint. Okay? Get everybody to do it. And the second point is gold and silver is going lower. And it may take several years, but they're going lower. They're going to rest much lower. The bottoming process is going to take a while. And once it bottoms, it's going to stay at that bottom. I'm not going to really get into the exact amount, but you can go through and read my articles. I've got about probably over 100 articles on gold and silver. Some of them are public that I've written over the past several years where I think it's going to go. But once again, we will never know for sure until, you know, the future, right? Because no one can really pick a price for gold and silver. But as a good gauge, you can basically look at where gold and silver was or where they were, you know, prior to, you know, 2002, right? Right around there, I would say there might be a little more upside to it, but that's pretty much where you should expect those things to bottom. And I would say it may take several years to bottom because of what's going on in the globe for people to finally realize that, hey, you know what? Things aren't as bad as the gold doomsday doctors tell us. And hey, the real crash and the currency implosion, right? All the currencies are going to implode. Well, when's it going to happen? So I think that after, you know, several years, people are finally going to realize that they've been hoodwinked. And for those of you who got your gold in storage, you're really getting your ass screwed because those fees compound year after year. Anyway, I've got some really good gold articles I'm going to be releasing. Really, really comprehensive that I've been working on for several months off and on. I'm going to be releasing, I might release small parts to the public, but the vast majority is going to be private. And I'm also going to be releasing some really big articles that I've been working on for quite some time. I've got the Zero Hedge Exposé, which is about probably 70 to 80 pages. I've been working on that for quite some time, over a year, actually off and on for about 2 years, exposing these charlatans. And the vast majority of that's going to be for members and clients only. Once again, folks, if you want to wake up, see what's going on, I'm the source because I don't have the agendas and I've got the track record. And nobody can refute it. Have a good day.